Now turns to part 3.
Part 3.
You will hear a conversation between Wolfgang and his new friend Mary, who has already been at the college for a few months. In the first part of the conversation, they're talking about a social activity program at college.
First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Wolfgang.
Ah, Mary, how are you?
Oh, fine. How's it going? Have you just had a class?
Yes, I just finished my listening class. It was a little bit difficult.
Yeah. It's always difficult when you first arrive somewhere. I found it quite hard when I first arrived. But you know what really made a difference? Was going on these social activities that the college arranges for you. It kinda gives you a chance to practice your English, and...
I've heard that the college is pretty good about organising those kinds of things. How do I find out about it?
Well, I've just picked up a schedule today. Let's have a look at it. Here it is.
What is it? A schedule for this week or...?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we can do some things together, in fact.
Yeah, that would be great. So...
Let's see. What are they doing tonight? Monday night?
Well, they've... So... Oh! They've got singing with guitar. So I went to this last week, it's...
Oh, really?
Yes, it's quite good fun.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they have a concert or...?
They teach you, modern and traditional songs.
Well, I'm not much of a singer, but,
Oh, come on. You should go. It's really good fun.
Well, I suppose it'd be a good way to practice my English.
Yeah, because you learn kind of British folk songs and things. It's really interesting.
Oh, but look at that. That starts at 8, but I notice at 9 o'clock there's a late-night coach to Cambridge for a film. I think I'd want to try that. What time does this singing thing finish, do you know?
Oh, well, usually it kind of lasts about 2 hours. But, I mean, we can always leave earlier. They don't mind. Do...
Oh, okay. So we can do both, then?
Yeah, so...
Right. So that's at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
What movie is it? Let me see.
Oh, it's Rocky. Have you seen it?
Rocky? Oh, that's the one with Richard Dreyfuss, isn't it?
Richard Dreyfuss? No, it's Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yes, I remember now. American movie. Yes, I haven't seen that. I want to see that. Good, let's go to that.
All right. Okay, did you see on Tuesday that there's a tennis tournament?
Tennis? What time is that?
Well, that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where is it? Is it on campus, or...?
No, it's at Wembley, so that's in London.
So it's pretty far away then. What time will it be coming back?
The coach gets back at midnight.
Oh, midnight. Well, tell you what... I think maybe I'd better cancel on that, because I've got a class Wednesday morning. And I'm afraid, at about 8:30, I'm afraid if I came back that late, I probably would... I'd be very tired in class. And actually, I'm more into football myself, anyway.
Oh, football? Well, did you see there's a football match on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah? Well, who's playing? Let's see.
Oh, it's England and Brazil.
Oh, I really want to see that. Would you like to go together?
Yeah, sure. What time is it?
Let me see. It says 15:30. So that would be 3:30.
3:30, huh?
Now, I've got a I have a lecture, right after lunch on Wednesday, at 1:30.
Uh-huh. What lecture's that?
Oh, well, there's a journalist coming from the BBC. He's going to talk about his experiences as a foreign correspondent.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Would you like to go?
Yeah, what time do you say it was?
Right after lunch, around 1:30.
Oh, 1:30. I have a class then. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, what time does your class finish?
It's an hour long, so it finishes at 2:30.
Oh, well, I shouldn't imagine. The lecture shouldn't go much later than that either. So after your class and after my lecture, we can get together to go to the football game.
Okay, so we can meet...
Let's see, maybe 3 o'clock. Or maybe 3:15.
Yeah, I think 3:15 would be all right.
Okay, where should we meet?
Well, usually on these kind of trips, the coach leaves from in front of the dining hall, so maybe we could meet there.
Okay, so in front of the dining hall at 3:15. That sounds fine.
Yeah, right. On Thursday, there's an international evening in school hall.
Yeah, all songs and dances performance by students from all over the world. That's very interesting. Would you like to go and see?
Yes, when is it?
It will start at 8. Shall we meet at 7:50 in front of the school hall?
Fine, 7:50 in front of the school hall.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Oh, and another thing I definitely want to do this weekend is to go and see... they're going to have a trip to Stratford on Avon. I think it's on... Let me see, what day is that? Friday, I think my roommate told me.
Oh, Friday.
Would you like to go to that?
Yeah. But are you sure it's Friday?
I thought that's what he said, but I might have been mistaken.
Well, usually these things are on weekends.
Right.
Let's see here. Oh, you're right, yeah, Saturday morning, 8:30.
Aha. Uh-huh. Right, Friday's the disco.
Oh, disco.
Yeah. So, actually, I've arranged to go with some of my friends. So if you'd like to come along with us...
Oh, that would be very nice, yeah.
Yeah, you can meet some more students.
Oh, well, what time shall we go to that, then?
Well, it starts at... what time? 8:30, but we don't want to go too early. So let's say 9 or 9:30. Let's say 9:30.
Okay, yeah, we can meet there, but we'd better not stay too late because the Stratford thing is, pretty early in the morning. The bus will be leaving at 8:30.
Oh, yeah, right. So we want to make sure we get up for that.
Yeah. Say, by the way, this trip, since it's quite a way away, do we have to pay anything extra for that, or is it free?
Well, usually most of the trips are free. But, yeah, for these ones, which are quite a distance away, then we usually have to pay a little bit extra.
Is it a lot, or...?
No, it's usually about £25, something like that.
Oh, well, do we have to tell them ahead of time that we're going to go?
Yeah, usually you have to sign up a couple of days in advance, so...
Oh, where do we do that?
Well, you do that at the student services office, so you have to go and see one of the social activities officers.
Oh, so I just tell them that I want to go, and to pay my money, and then sign my name. Well, I think I'll go ahead and do that today. Actually, I've got some free time right now. Do you know where I go to do that?
Yeah. It's The student services office. It's just across the road from here.
Oh, okay.
Well, across the kind of...
You mean the green building over there?
Yeah, yeah. So it's on the second floor.
Oh, okay. Well, tell you what, are you going to the Shakespeare thing?
Yeah, sure.
Would you like me to go ahead and sign you up as well?
Oh, yes, yeah, that'd be great. But, well, I haven't got any money on me at the moment.
Oh, don't worry about the money, that's fine. You can pay me back this evening. I'll go and sign us now. And then when I meet you tonight at the singing, you can, give me the money then.
Oh, well, if you are sure, that'd be great.
No, it's no problem.
Okay. Oh, is that the time? I'd better go. I've got a class. I'll be late.
Okay, sorry. I'll see you later then.
All right. See you tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.